Cathy, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm delighted. It's lovely to have you in studio. So tell me, first of all, a little bit about your business. It's called Welcome Home Retreats.
Yeah. So Welcome Home Retreats offers a retreat experience, I suppose, working through yoga, breath work, meditation, and there is reflection in that. And I suppose, it, as the name suggests, it's inviting people to welcome themselves home, because I think sometimes we forget who we are. Mm-hmm. And especially, I think, with the busyness of every day, with the social media and the constant scrolling, and we don't give ourselves those spaces. So the retreats are very much about that, welcoming ourselves home and also finding out who we are, really.
It's a lovely idea. Why did you establish the business?
I think for me, as a woman, I went on a retreat. First of all, I suppose I experienced a retreat and I was nervous about doing it. I was going on my own. I think it was in Ibiza, and I'd never even been to Ibiza. My children were laughing at me. Mom's going to Ibiza. I said, I'm not going like that. I'm going on a retreat. Anyway, I spent some time in that retreat and I suppose I could see that although it was a yoga-based retreat, there was no other depth to it. And I think I saw that the women there, and some of them were very accomplished women, business women, high-powered women, they were, as everyone is, unsure of themselves, not really knowing who they were. So I came away knowing that I could do that. I'm very good at hosting. I've been hosting for 30 years and I'm good at looking after people. And I knew that if I got the right yoga teacher, because I'm not a yoga teacher, that I could offer a space for people to explore a bit deeper. So it's not a yoga holiday, it's a yoga retreat. And so from that point of departure for myself, I could see my own growth, my own evolution, even in setting this up. And, you know, planning these offerings, working with other people, I've deepened my own practices. I've deepened my own insight into it all. And that means that I can assure people that they can begin a journey as well. You know, I've done that. I've gone through that change myself, that evolution. I have a retreat coming up and the theme of that is being and becoming. And this idea that we are both at the same time, simultaneously. I am still the 10-year-old Kath I was, with surrounded by a tribe of brothers. You know, that's still in me. But I've become extra things as well, you know. And I suppose it's about exploring all of that, really. That's what the retreats are designed to do.
Yeah, it sounds lovely. Mm. You mentioned you have one coming up. So we'll say if someone's listening now and they think, oh, this sounds nice, I might be interested in going. Mm. Tell us when it's on, first of all, but then explain to us exactly what it will involve and what people will be doing as part of the retreat.
So it's coming up quite soon. It's the 26th, 27th and 28th of June, and it's here in Kerry. I'm thrilled that it's here in Kerry. It's in the gorgeous Barrow House. And I suppose as well for my retreats, there was a time when yoga retreats were a bit sackcloth and ashes. This isn't that. This is kind of Egyptian cotton and a beautiful view from your bedroom. So I wanted one in Kerry. I wanted to offer one at home because particularly for these shorter breaks, I do offer retreats outside of Ireland. But this retreat is only two nights. And why do we hop on planes for short weekends away and stand on steps in airports waiting for a flight with all the stress that that builds when we could just get in a car and the journey starts then? Do you know, we begin our journey from the moment we close our front door. You know, we'll take in a nice drive. I have people coming on this retreat from South Kerry. They've got a lovely hour and a half taking in that Kerry scenery before they arrive at this haven. That's what the retreat is called. It's the Haven Retreat. So it is a haven. It's a place to reset, to rejuvenate, to rest. And it's amazing when you do those things in a short space of time. There's no television in Barrow House. There is Wi-Fi, but I'd be hoping people aren't on the phones too much. But when you take that, time becomes longer. Mm-hmm. It becomes expansive. Yeah. So two nights is a lovely amount of time to spend in our own county and in a beautiful place. Kerry is gorgeous. It attracts visitors from everywhere. And initially, my very first retreat was in Barrow House, actually. And I targeted people from the US and the UK thinking, oh, they can come to Ireland. They'll want to come to Ireland. But I suppose I've realised, why don't we retreat at home? And what can people expect? I suppose, Amber, they can expect yoga. Okay. They can expect meditation. They can expect breath work. The breath work is quite dynamic. I teach the breath work myself. It's a Kriya-based practice and uses a bit of Kundalini as well. So it's quite dynamic. But also, we will spend time having lots of free time, I suppose, so that people can go to the different spaces. There are a couple of living rooms there. There's a den there. There are extensive gardens. There's a tiny little chapel. There's a deck, you know, there's a sauna. So people will spend time looking after themselves mm-hmm. and journeying a little bit. We will prompt them to do that. Mm-hmm. It is an all-inclusive retreat, so all their meals are included. We're going, actually, we're dining out one night. A fine dining experience is included. So people can expect quietness. They can expect to be encouraged to explore who they are. Okay. And I hope that that might be a catalyst or a point of departure, as it was for me when I went on my very first retreat, that it allows them to say, right, this is who I am, actually. This is what I want. This is the direction I want to go in, and commit to that a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds lovely, and it sounds, I think, very well needed. I know you kind of briefly touched on it earlier, but we don't get that time to stop anymore. I think life has become so busy. Not that it wasn't busy before, but it just seems to nearly have accelerated. I suppose maybe is it the social media, as you mentioned, that if we're not, you know, doing something, we're still kind of scrolling on that, or we don't really get that time to reflect. And I can imagine it's hugely important, because it sounds like from your own experience that it kind of changed you in a way, or maybe brought you back to who you actually are as a person, probably, as opposed to changed you, but kind of maybe opened your eyes a little bit.
And I think we're frightened of change. Mm-hmm. We kind of don't like it very much and the disruption of it. But actually, it's a good disruption, you know? Otherwise, we become stagnant. Think of it like a wardrobe of clothes. Okay. If you don't clear out the stuff that's got holes in, you won't have any room for the new gorgeous stuff. So you have to clear out every now and again, and you have to look to who you want to be, because that gets covered up and we need to uncover it. Mm-hmm. I think that time, you mentioned time is a construct, and it's how we employ it, use it, see it, witness it, experience it. And time is the same, the same amount of hours in a day. Mm-hmm. But if you're in work, it goes at a different pace than if you are watching a favourite movie or if you are on a beach somewhere. Mm-hmm. Time is the same, but we experience it differently. So it's about also taking a bit of control over that, so that even within our busy life, we can step out into the garden and get 10 minutes, ground ourselves on the lawn. We live in a county that's incredibly beautiful, that we get out in it and we reconnect. Because I think also it's that disconnect from nature that is affecting us. It's definitely affecting our children. And I think that we are in a prime part of the world to connect in with nature, you know, despite the elements and whatever it's doing.
We certainly are. And you mentioned it there. We are blessed to be in Kerry. I think I was talking to a guest on the show recently and said the same thing, you know, that we're so lucky because we have it all. You know, we have, whether it's the mountains, the rivers, the lakes, you know, the beaches, we have it all. So we're very lucky, I suppose, as you say, just to make the time to actually avail of it and to use it.
And use it in the same way that people come here to use it, you know. Treat yourself as a visitor. I have as well this belief that if we could see ourselves as our mothers saw us as babies, or if you believe in God, if you could see yourself as God sees you, you'd treat yourself entirely differently. And I think that that's what it's about as well. It's about understanding how we can gift ourselves the everyday and those everyday moments, whether it's taking time over a cup of tea in the garden, whether it's watching a sun, take the time and go and watch the sunset, you know, all of those things. But you're right, we are blessed, absolutely blessed with where we live.
We certainly are. When it comes to your retreats then, who is, we'll say, the target audience, or is it quite broad?
I would say women mostly. I've never had a man on the retreats. But that's nice. That brings its own energy, you know. I love the saying, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. Mm-hmm. And when you bring women together in a supportive way, they lift each other. They raise each other to another level. Mm-hmm. And they do it collectively. And they do it post-retreat as well. Mm-hmm. And they'll even do it as we run into the retreat now, these next couple of weeks, when the WhatsApp group is set up and people can put in their fears, their arrival times, whatever, all those nitty-gritty, people begin to come together, mm-hmm. and they will continue to support. They'll walk each other along their paths, you know, they'll hold each other. Women are great at doing that. As to what women come, all kinds of women. On my last retreat, I had a woman in her 70s and I had a woman in her early 20s and everything in between. And all they need is to want to be there. You know, I'm chatting to a woman at the moment who's really interested in coming, but she's very unsure because, you know, she doesn't do a lot of yoga, but she is into meditation. She isn't. I said, well, just come, do what you want to do, take part in what you want to do. So, yeah, everybody has the same kind of question. It's interesting. Will other people be coming on their own? Yes, they will. Most people come on their own.
Okay.
They don't often come with someone. They generally come on their own. So, yeah, it's open to all, really.
Brilliant. That's interesting. And it's nice for people to know that as well, that they don't need to be coming in a group. That's brilliant to hear. Mm. It sounds like from, I suppose, your own experience from day one taking part in the retreat and kind of this lighting something up in your mind and thinking what you could do and how you could do your own experience of it. Mm. It sounds like that you love what you do and it really inspires you.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of different things. This is only a tiny portion of my life, but it's the part of my life outside of my children and my husband, I have to say. It's the part of my life that I really love. I get so much joy from offering something to people. I love love. You know, I think that there cannot be enough love in the world. I believe that love is the singular most powerful thing on the planet. It's more powerful than war. It's more powerful than anger. It's more powerful than aggression or hate even. It is the most powerful thing and it can overcome anything. So, and I'm lucky to love these retreats. I'm lucky to be working with somebody I absolutely adore, Danny Hero. I should have mentioned her earlier. Again, it's that coming home. Who's here? Who do I really want to work with here? And the person I really wanted to work with was Danny Hero. She is astonishing. And she has a lovely little studio, the Rewild Studio down in Carsaivine. And it's the only studio in South Kerry like that. And people come from everywhere for her. So I'm really lucky to love her and love working with her. She has the same energy as me. She's just like a ball of beauty. I mean, she is stunning, but she's also, everything she does with great grace. She does with great elegance, with great sincerity. We will be doing some rituals on our retreat. She's terrific at that. She's really good at holding people through those kind of yoga rituals. Really, I suppose she's most into Hatha yoga, but she teaches all types of yoga. So I'm lucky that I love that. I love her. I love what I'm doing. And for me, this is a portion of my life. It doesn't take anything from me, you know? And I think that's important. When we find something in life, and again, coming from that very first retreat experience, finding something that I love doing. And when you find something like that you love doing, there's no work in it, you know, and it flows. It's not a struggle. It's like, it's not a salmon going upriver. You know, it's more like just somebody in a black rubber ring keeping in the middle of the flow and just going along the river. That's what it's like. You just go with it.
Before we finish up, I wanted to ask you, Kat, if anyone's listening and they want to find out a little bit more about the retreats or if they're interested maybe in taking part in the upcoming one, how can they contact you or where's the best way to find information?
I think the best place to find me or to get hold of me is through my Instagram. So it's Welcome Home Retreats on Instagram. If somebody messages me on that, I'll come back to them straight away. And then from there, I'd probably give them my phone number and we can chat. I don't want to be on social media back and forth. I think it's much nicer to talk to somebody. But if they message me on Instagram, that's the best thing.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with the upcoming retreat. But thanks a million for coming in and for sharing your story about your business. It was lovely to chat to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Amber.